everybody, welcome back to another episode of Girl Wants to Know. You already know this is Kim coming to you with your girl.
Hey guys, it's Jenny here. Can kind of hear my stomach rumbling a little bit and I feel like I haven't seen Kim in a couple of days, so we're here girl fanning over each other. The weather has been
crappy. Today was okay.
Yeah, today it looked like it was gonna be cold, but it was actually hot. Yeah. So I was a little confused, but I'm used to it. Come from Kansas, weather's crazy. So yeah,
glad to be here. Easter Sunday was so crappy. It was raining, it was cold. I ran from the car into church, from church into the car. It was bad.
Oh man.
But guys, today is episode 5 and today's actually Go Broke for a Day Day.
National Go Broke. Don't go broke, but it seems like we are broke.
Yes, and that's the name of our show today, Go Broke for a Day, because we're going to be talking about why it feels that our generation, millennials like us, are always broke.
Yes, it could be potentially because we spend our money on some bullshit.
Yep, and we were never taught about all the things that we should know in order to manage our finances. A cool part about today's episode is we're going to have a special guest. We're doing a little collab with Millennials with Motivation. And we're going to have Yodali, who is basically the CEO of that brand, the creator of that brand. She's going to be with us and she's going to talk to us about a few things, how to fix kind of the problem with us millennials today. And she's an awesome resource. She's going to talk to you guys about what she does, what her brand is all about, and how her brand can help you guys out in the future. Yes. So stay tuned for that.
I'm pretty excited because, you know, as millennials, we kind of need help in that area, you know, as far as credit cards, about hard hits, good and bad, and why do you even need credit?
Yeah. the questions that we need answers to. But before we get into it, we also want to thank everybody for listening in. Thank you for all the awesome feedback we've gotten, for follow-up Fridays and our regular episodes. Thank you so much.
Yes, thank you guys so much for tuning in and listening. And, you know, if you're not a listener, we are going to have a YouTube channel coming up pretty soon. And we'll be coming out with some artwork as well and a little beat.
That's going to be awesome. We're excited for that. Don't forget to always subscribe to our channel. Share it with your friends, family, and loved ones. Let them know to subscribe. Follow our Instagram and our Twitter as well.
Go ahead and do that. Give us some feedback, comment, share, like, everything that Kim said. And, you know, this isn't just for girls. This is also for male opinions, audiences, and even people that, you know, aren't necessarily millennials. Like, I have found that some people can actually relate and give some feedback.
Great feedback. That kind of helps us shift our perspective, and that's what we're here for. We're here to grow, to help you grow. So definitely give us that feedback and let us know what you think.
Definitely. So,
all right, without further ado, let's get into it. So first of all, the main question today is, why do we feel like our generation is always broke, or us at least? Our generation's either broke AF or bawling out of control. Like, there's no in between.
Oh man.
They're either super broke or they're bawling. And I feel like that's a unique trait of our generation. But one of the reasons we think that is because we were never taught a lot of important things like that come in home ec. Like, for example, my high school didn't have home ec. Did yours?
I forget what the class was called. It's something, I don't know if it was called economics. There was this lady that she was very bland teaching us about. Like you said, I remember she was trying to teach us something to do with Monopoly and money, and I was just like,
okay,
I
so
have
like
no
the
idea.
Country economics or like government economics or like
money economics. Who knows?
Yeah, I took economics, but it was like economics, not about like day to day taxes, credit. It was like government economics, like money, government money. I guess I don't know, but. Regardless, we still didn't have enough education.
Don't remember anything.
Yeah. So. It should definitely be a continuous thing. It shouldn't just be in, like, one class in high school.
Exactly. And, you know, I'm kind of actually really salty at the fact that, you know, I was very fortunate that my parents didn't really ask much of me. You know, just go to school. And if I had a job, they just wanted me to take care of my bills, which was great. But now that I'm an adult, I'm out here struggling to find that balance of like, okay, I need to take care of my necessities, but since I was so spoiled on treating myself and being able to have those luxuries, now I'm just like,
this is not real life. And I think the first time I did my taxes was crazy. I went to someone because I was like, I don't know what I'm doing. I took the papers and I was just like, please.
Please do it.
Help me file. I think I waited till the last day. And the last day is usually April 15th. And that's my brother's birthday. So that's how I remember. Like, but yeah, I waited till the last day. And, but other than that, I think I've been really good at budgeting just because my mom was really good at budgeting. Yeah. And I'm that person. Like, in my relationship, I am that budgeter. I am really good with money.
That's amazing.
Yeah, but I just didn't know about money. I'm just scared to be in a situation where I need it and don't have it. So that's what keeps me afloat. But other than that, I'm not really knowledgeable about any of it.
No, same. I'm not, like I said, I'm kind of struggling to find that in-between balance. Like, I've always been really good at paying the bills on time and needing to get those priorities straight, which I know it's a great skill to have, but you know, like finding that actual balance of, you know, making myself happy and having times to do additional activities, the food, I love food, you know that, Kim, so now it's just like, this girl has to cook at home.
It's a struggle, man, and I think that's the thing, it's a balance of finding, you know, like, treat yourself, but also pay your bills, and a lot of times, my mind is all pay bills, save, and not treat yourself, like, I don't treat myself often, and my husband has to remind me constantly, like, okay, we saved enough, we've paid all of our bills, let's do something for us, and I definitely have to come up with that mentality, but yeah, it's just a lot of things that we just haven't learned, and I think that's one big aspect of it.
You know, we're just scratching the surface right now with all of our experiences that we've been through. I'm doing a lot of hand motion, you guys.
I wish you guys could see it.
It's hilarious. I'm like here scratching the table, but not really. But aside from that, you know, even with credit, like I've learned from my parents that credit is important. I didn't really know why. They didn't go into details just as far as you need good credit, which I have kept that in mind. And I've done a little research on my own. But like I said, ever since I moved out here to Tulsa, I mean, I just recently got a new car, and I didn't know you have to have some sort of car credit. I was like, what is this? And then whenever,
I don't know what that is. Do you guys know what it is?
No, we have questions. If you have answers, let us know. And then aside from that, whenever we moved into our apartment complex, we didn't know that they were going to run our credit. I mean, it was kind of expected, but unexpected. So I guess that was a hard hit. So just a lot of credit questions is really what we have.
Yeah. A credit is the biggest one. And I definitely, like there's other things that we just didn't know about. Like 401k, benefits, etc. Like things that you're not taught in school that you just kind of have to learn as you go. Unless your parents taught you. And I had the same experience. My parents with credit, they were like, don't mess with your credit. Like, I by any means necessary avoid credit cards. Like, you're going to need your credit. So I was always scared of credit to the point that when I went to school and I needed to take out loans, I was scared to take out loans. And I mean, I did. My dad told me, you know, school pays for itself. Yeah. So go ahead and take them out. But it was still something scary. Like, I bought some furniture and I was financing it. And even that was just like, oh my God. Oh my God. But then I found out that without credit, I'm going to have bad credit because the less lines of credit you have, the more negatively it impacts your credit. Mm-hmm. And I just learned that. So now it's all about a balancing act, you know, getting those credit for the things that you need the credit for, not for the BS, which is what we're going to talk about next.
Oh my gosh. Yes. For that. Unnecessary.
Yep.
Unnecessary purchases. And you know, I know it's kind of all like a business for credit card providers to offer credit, but like you said, if you don't know what you're doing with credit cards, then you can fall into a vicious cycle of never getting out, and it's horrible because a lot of people take on more than they can handle. And you know, unfortunately in my case, whenever I was a 17-year-old working at JCPenney's and they had coupons and discounts, and I'm just like swipe.
I got a credit card,
and they made it easy on me to get a credit card because I worked there. So I was just like, oh yeah, I'm getting everything really cheap. But I was digging myself into a hole that, you know, I was making. Whenever I would get my credit card statements, it would show to make minimum payments, right? I was like, oh, that's nothing.
Yeah.
What I failed to realize was that there was interest, and on top of interest, there's this little section on your credit card statement that shows you how many years it will take for you to pay your credit card mm-hmm. off if you're only making the
minimum payment.
So that was crap.
Yeah. That sucks. And that's one of the biggest things. So not only are we not taught all of these things, mm-hmm. but on top of that, since we are not knowledgeable on those things, we spend money on bullshit. Mm-hmm. And especially our generation, since we do have Instagram, we do have all this social media, and we're able to see all these people living this awesome life, right? We have YouTubers and all these famous people that are just regular people yeah. that did something on social media. And now we're like, well, if they can do it, I can do it. And we're trying to compete and keep up. You know, we have that keeping up with the Kardashians mentality, where we just are trying to keep up with every trend and do what we see others doing, when in reality, our means do not allow us. And we get into this hole. We just start spending without saving.
Mm-hmm. We don't see the bigger picture, which is really investing and saving your money to what could be better in the long run.
Mm-hmm.
You know, as far as like the small things really don't matter. Like, I used to have a freaking nail polish collection, which I would freaking spend, I don't know, I still have tubs of nail polishes, but I needed to buy the newest collection that came out, the newest colors. I needed to have all the colors.
Mm-hmm.
Did I use all those colors, Kim?
No,
I did not use all those colors. And, you know, I think we just fall into, again, a vicious circle of trying to, like you say, keep up with the newest trends and, mm-hmm. you know, for what? I mean, I understand that you sometimes need to treat yourself.
Yeah. But again, it's a balance. Mm-hmm. It's a balance, because not only are we spending on BS, but we're not seeing further than today.
No.
And we're just like, you know, you only live once, like, buy it, F it, like, just do it. And that's all fine and dandy until you live until tomorrow and there's nothing there because you spent it all yesterday. So I think there is a balance. You do have to make sure that you're treating yourself well, that you are, but you're also living by your means, you know, that uh-huh. you're not going crazy. And we are planning for tomorrow because, you know, hopefully we will have a tomorrow and we want to be prepared for that. And I'm not just saying, like, you know, when you're 60 years old and you retire, which is something we should be thinking about, 401ks and things like that, but just tomorrow as in next year, you know, tomorrow as a new car that I'm saving for, tomorrow as a house that I want to buy, tomorrow as I want to pay off my student loans, those type of things that we need to plan for that we don't, because we're just living in the moment.
Exactly. And it can be hard because you think, oh, this is a X amount of money, you know, like a house or a car that's going to take me a long time. But the problem is, if you don't start small with good habits of managing your money, then it's just going to be further and further away to achieve. And, you know, we all do want to have nice things, which is great, but
JD was telling me his manager's always saying, like, I'm a live broke today so I can ball out tomorrow, or something like that. Some phrase like that. And I live by that. And I know tomorrow's not always going to come, you know. I know that you should spend some today because tomorrow's not always guaranteed. But I am definitely a supporter of that. Like, I will be broke today so I can live the life that I want tomorrow. And I'd rather struggle for, you know, the next year. So then after that, you know, that's what I kept telling myself when I was in school.
Mm-hmm.
I'd rather be broke in school and struggle through these 4 years. So then after that, I can have the life that I want, you know. So think about that, guys. Yeah. Keep that in mind.
That is a great mentality to have, because oftentimes, you know, we buy useless things just because of the spur of the moment, or because, you know, like, it is true, you try to impress other people with mm-hmm. what you have, quote unquote, which is not really shit that you have because you still owe it. And even then, you know, I really have put a lot of thought into that, as far as don't get fancy.
Mm-hmm.
And I always hear Gary Vaynerchuk. He's one of the guys that I listen to on a podcast, and he has really great advice.
Mm-hmm.
Because oftentimes we feel like we need to buy something. Until I get this, then I'll be better. Mm-hmm. Or I'll do this, or I'll do that. And it doesn't have to be that way. Just, you are great with what you have, and you just gotta use it.
Mm-hmm.
you know, and I have fallen victim into, oh, until I get a new camera, then I'll take better pictures. Until I get a new phone, then my pictures will be better. And it's a load of crap, you guys.
Yeah, make some shit with what you got. Plan for the future. Don't spend on BS. But there is still an education gap, and we actually now want to introduce our special guest today. Her name is Yodali. She went to high school with me, and she's super dope, and she has this page called Millennials with Motivation. It's actually going to be a website, too, and I'm going to let her tell you a little bit about that in just a second. But, yeah, so Yodali, introduce yourself.
Hello, hello.
What is up?
Not much. Working hard.
That's amazing.
Trying to spread the good messages.
Yes. Dreams don't come true unless you work.
Exactly.
It's literally a full-time job, but worth it. Very worth it.
For sure. So what we want to do here, we have her on today, and she's going to answer a few questions for us, give us her opinion, or like some of her life experiences that she's been through that can kind of help you out. And then she's going to talk a little bit about what she does, what Millennials with Motivation is for, and what they're all about. And so Yolali, really our first question, what we want to talk about is what we just talked to everyone about, you know, not being taught. And you can vouch for me when I say that in high school we were not taught any of this stuff, right? Budgeting, credit, none of that. So what do you think are some things that we can do to kind of bridge that gap and educate ourselves?
Well, tons of things, actually, because I'm super opinionated, but let's keep it, you know, short and sweet. First things first, like, I'm a big believer, and I always have been, that we as individuals and as a people have a voice. And we've seen over the past few years, like, what that voice can do and what change we can bring if we all decide to use the power that we have. So we have to use that voice to bring attention to issues like those. For example, one of the biggest issues for millennials is not being prepared for the adult life. It's different now than it was, you know, 30, 40 years ago. It's a completely different world for us, you know what I mean? And it's very overwhelming, and that's part of the reason why people feel like, okay, they have to commit suicide or you know, or they lose their house or things like that, because they just can't handle it. Listen, I wasn't ready for this. I wasn't prepared for this. And it's an issue. It's more now we got to get it together as a whole generation. And in this time, in this day and age, people are being more vocal about the things that they want to change than ever. So for me personally, I believe that we should create local, state, and nationwide petitions to implement these courses like taxes, credit, loans, you know, getting ready for buying a car, getting ready for a baby. Those are things that matter. Those are the things that we should be trying to implement back into the school system. And I believe us doing that will bring awareness to not just us, but to the government. And we know more than ever that if people unite and get together and fight for a cause, they're going to hear us. So it's a benefit, you know. It's not just a benefit to us as millennials and the kids that are coming up that were behind us, but it's going to be a benefit because it's going to create more jobs. And I just feel like we're going to be so much more aware, and we're going to be able, even though we didn't get it, we're going to be able to share that with the generation coming up. And number two, which is kind of more for ourselves, we get to choose to educate ourselves on these topics. And we have the most valuable resource ever, 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 ever. And if you guess the internet, you are absolutely correct.
Of course.
The golden egg.
It is our best friend. And believe it or not, it has taught us things that we didn't learn in school and even in college. So we just have to be open, and we have to be willing, like, okay, you know what? I didn't get to learn this in high school. I didn't get to learn about this in college, but I'm going to make it my mission to use what I have. Get on there. If you can spend time Googling what outfit Kim Kardashian was wearing for Halloween, then you can Google how to get a credit card, and you can Google how credit affects you. And it's really about your want and your need to learn. There's so many free online seminars. There's so many free mentors out there who are willing to teach you and willing to give you that information. And I live by these rules. If you don't go after what you want, you'll never have it. If you don't ask, the answer will always be no. And if you don't step forward, you'll always be in the same place.
That's good. Yeah, that's 110%.
That true. Mindset that we are talking about, guys, you just have to go out and do it for yourself. Mm-hmm. So,
and it's as easy, like today I went to the, my husband's been bugging me to go to the credit union because he wants to join a credit union. And it's as easy as asking a question. He asked one question and I got a lower interest rate for my car, and now my car note is been cut like tremendously just by asking one question, and educating yourself. So the resources that are out there, but we have to be willing to be hungry for that information and look for it.
Yep, no one's gonna do it if you don't do it.
Now we do have that kind of takes us to our second question, which is credit. And it's not really a question. It's just like, what experiences have you had with credit? What advice do you have out there for people that don't really know about credit or are in a bad credit situation or just haven't taken out any credit?
I mean, I know for me personally, I got a credit card. I went out and got loans, and I was completely bamboozled when I got those bills, and I was like, wait a second, I have to pay this back. Like, nobody told me, it sounds, now that I'm an adult, it sounds ridiculous. So I'm like, well, of course you have to pay it back. Like, what did you think this was? Like, Monopoly? Like, but, you know, I've seen a lot of people either succeed or really fail at this whole credit thing. And more and more young adults are signing up for credit, and they don't even know what an APR is. You know, they don't even know what interest is. And it's like nobody is educating them, not even the institutions where they're getting these credit cards from. So they're kind of being suckered into getting these things that they have no clue about. And I know I got caught into it, and I'm still paying the price for it, you know, and it's hard and it's annoying, and I wish I would have known, and you know, I wish I would have learned that from someone. And I'm sure tons of people feel that way, because now they're filled with regret, wishing that they could have done things differently. And good credit, and I've learned this the hard way, but good credit is like your GPA. First of all, you start with a nice, decent number. They're like, okay, this is what you got. And then the minute you slip, it's a wrap for you. It is twice as hard for you to get back up to a better score. And without that, you cannot succeed. Because as everybody obviously knows, you need credit for a car. You need credit to get a home. Because nobody's walking around with $200,000, $300,000 in the bank account, or else we would have these freaking issues.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's... And millennials, as much as I love y'all, because I am one and I'm proud to be one, we are a very I need it now generation.
I think
like we are so extra, which I can see in the next question. I can see why the older generation talks to us the way they do, but you know, we got to get over that first of all and realize that this is it. We're in it to win it, or we're not going to win at all. And we have to be committed to making better choices and not allowing us to be fooled by that. I need it now. And I want that dress that celebrity was wearing, or I want those expensive shoes because everybody else has them. Sometimes it's really not worth it. When you look at it in the long run, you're putting yourself into like so much jeopardy, and you don't want to do that to yourself, especially down the road when you want to have kids or you want to start a business. It's pretty tough.
Yeah, and we were just talking about that earlier in the segment, which, you know, it's good to struggle now and build for a better future. A lot of times we want that better future now, so we bend over backwards, break the bank for all these things that we can't afford just so we can have that lifestyle right now instead of waiting and building for it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We don't have the patience.
And the thing is, like, I feel like you ever seen, like, older people, they always have the best cars and they have big houses. Yeah. And they're out here going on vacation, living their best life. And when I was younger, I used to be like, but damn, why can't I live like that now? I want to be like that now. Mm-hmm. But now I get it. Now it's like, okay, that's why they, you know, they had to work a lot and they had to save a lot and be wise to be able to have what they have.
And don't get me wrong. There's a lot of people our age that are doing the damn thing. You know, they were able to take something, make something out of nothing, and really live that life now. And I applaud them. And if you're one of those people that you feel like you can do that, go for it. You know, you don't have to wait. These are not rules that we're setting. Nothing is set in stone, and it's not cookie cutter for everyone. These are, like, this is advice, you know, and it's so you don't get hung up on the fact that you don't have it now.
Exactly. Like, you know, a lot of people always say, I can't wait till I'm a billionaire, whenever I'm 25, when I'm 30.
Yeah.
And I think whenever you set standards like that, you kind of are setting yourself up for failure. Because you have an expectation of, this is where I need to be. And, you know, like I said, we don't have that trait of patience because, like you said, we want things in the moment. And we have the ability,
quote unquote,
to do so, but, you know, we don't see the bigger picture.
And that is the kind of the topic of the next question, because a lot of people say that we have this upper hand, we have this, you know, golden key that nobody else has had because we are millennials. We have social media, we have YouTube, we have all these awesome things at our disposal that no one ever had before to make a career out of nothing. You don't have to have an education. You don't even have to have a personality half the time.
Nope.
You know, and these people are making money, and a lot of people say, you know, we have the upper hand. We have it good. You know, we have it easy. Do you think that's true?
Listen, honey, I just, like, I mean, I could see where they would get that from, and I could see, you know, the previous generation, Generation X, was extremely hardworking, and most of them weren't raised with money, and they had to really hustle to have what they had. It wasn't like, oh, let me open an Instagram page, start selling products, and I'm going to make $1 million in a year. It's not like that for them. But I also think they're just a tad bit salty. If we're being honest, like, if they really got to know and they were aware of what we're doing, I feel like they would be more impressed than thinking the way that they do.
Mm-hmm.
We're smart. We're savvy. We use our resources. We have a hunger. We constantly want to evolve. We want to learn, want to grow. And we are thinking for ourselves, and we're doing things that were not capable, quote unquote, before. And that's kind of intimidating. If you think about it, that's intimidating to older people, because now 20-something-year-olds, a 21-year-old can become a CEO of a billion-dollar industry.
Mm-hmm.
And now it's like, what? They didn't even go to school. They didn't study. They didn't work hard. And so they automatically assume, we're spoiled, or this and that. We don't have an upper hand. We just take the tools that we have and we make it great. That's in my opinion. And obviously I wouldn't have a page for millennials if I didn't feel that way. But I just believe that statement is really not true at all. We're a generation that is unintimidated, unafraid, ready to go forward, push forward. And for me, that is so admirable. Even if I was an old person, I just feel like I would still think the same. But you know, they don't know us, they don't understand us, and I think that's part of the reason why they feel the way they do about us.
And I agree. I think the struggles have shifted. I think the struggles we have, they didn't, and vice versa. Because I think things like the fact that we don't know about the financial things, that's a struggle that they didn't have. They were more educated on those things. You know, they were more aware. And I think as the time went by, it's just things that were taken out of our curriculum, things that were not, you know, spoon-fed to us anymore. So I do think that we have the upper hand on some things that they didn't, but it's just because time has passed, and they had an upper hand on some things that we no longer have the upper hand on.
I feel like they're more hands-on skills, and you know, now that we're the millennials and we have technology and internet, it's easier for us to have jobs that weren't available at the moment. But you know, like you said, it's also about a mindset. So these people that are older, they really do have the same advantages that we have, because right now the internet is in its golden stages, so anyone can do it. Mm-hmm. So it's just the fact that they're, if they want to be salty or complain about it, then okay, Sam, get on your phone and sell your freaking birdhouses. I don't know.
Yeah, they're exactly. just not willing. We were born into it, so we had to learn it. You know, like, we had to do it or we were not going to be successful. They have the option. You know, they have the option of whether or not they want to evolve with the new times or not. So I definitely think that it's shifted. The things that we're good at, they are not, and vice versa. So, but Yodali, I do want you to let the listeners know all about Millennials with Motivation, what you're trying to do, what your page is all about, anything that's upcoming that you want them to know. So talk to them about it.
Well, it really started as an idea, and I was helping my girlfriend with her business, and I've been in retail for a long time. I've been a retail manager for like 5-6 years. I realized, like, wow, I really love seeing people succeed. I really love watching other people grow into their purpose, grow into that job they were looking for, getting the home they wanted. And I was like, you know what? I'm going to start an Instagram page. I don't see why not. Everybody else has one. I could do it. It's easy. Well, I learned real quick that it's not. You got to have marketing skills, and, you know, you got to be real good with the words and stuff like that. But because I'm passionate, about people, I put that to the side and was like, okay, well, you're going to learn. I'm going to take my own advice, and I'm going to Google it, and I'm going to read, and I'm going to see how I can make this happen. And really, my main number one, will always be my number one, is to inform, to engage, and to motivate people. I want them to feel inspired when they visit my website, when they visit my page. I want them to know that they're not the only ones, that they can, like, sit back, breathe, relax, and be like, okay, I'm not alone. And there's a community of people who are willing to share that with me, who are willing to share their knowledge, and I can apply that. And for me, that's the most important part, because, like I mentioned, like, education is not as accessible as it was before to everyone. Not everyone can afford school. And I just feel like with my page, with what I can do, even if for the rest of my life I do nothing else but work on this page and work on this website and help young kids figure out where they're going and do what they're doing and people my age and be able to help them, then I'll be satisfied, because I feel like it's so important to invest in other people, because we're so, like I said, we can be very selfish, and I want and I need and I have to do. But if you're investing in someone, if I'm able to share even a small amount of knowledge with someone, I feel like, okay, I'm doing what I love to do, and that's worth any amount of money that I can get really anywhere else. So with millennials, I want to inspire. I want to give you guys relevant content. I want to, like, tell you things that you need to know, any important information, anything that's going on. Share those stories. Jenny gave me the best idea to do, like, she called it, I think, what did you call it, Jenny?
Money Mondays?
Yeah, Money Mondays. And I was like, okay, well, I don't want to steal her term, so I'm going to say I'm going to do Finance Fridays.
There you go.
And I think it's such a good idea to be able to share things like that for people like us who at one point didn't know. And I think it's powerful. I think it's, I'm hoping, really, really hoping, and I'm giving it 100%. I always tell my family, listen, when I'm not working, I'm still working. So don't bother me, because I got things to do. I got lives to impact. I got people to change. I need you guys to let me focus. But that's really my main goal. I want to inspire anyone who's looking at the website, and I want people to feel comfortable asking questions and really reaching out for help when we're in such a cutthroat world right now.
That's awesome. That's really awesome. And for now, your website is coming soon, right?
Yes.
Coming soon, but for now, everyone can follow on Instagram at Millennials with Motivation. And what is your Twitter?
It is Millennials WMW, because they wouldn't let me write all those letters.
All right, so there you have it, guys. Make sure you follow. Make sure that you support. It's definitely a great source of motivation and resources, and it's going to continue to grow, so make sure you hop on now while we're growing. And we're actually going to be doing a collab on her page as well on Friday, so stay tuned for that. We'll be having all those resources available to you guys on our page as well. We'll have her handle and everything below so you guys can get in contact with Millennials with Motivation as well. But Eulalie, thank you so much for joining us today. I really appreciate it. Thank you for taking time to collab with us and making this happen.
Oh, such a pleasure.
Thank you.
Super, super fun. I'm glad.
All right. Well, thank you so much. We will talk to you soon, and we'll follow up for Friday.
Yes, we will.
You got it.
And I will probably ask you some questions in regards to some of these questions that we personally have, you know, like the 401k and the benefits. So look out for an email.
Hit me up.
Okay.
All right. We'll talk to you.
Bye, Eulalie.
Bye, girls. Bye.
All right, guys. Well, that was a really fun episode to record. It was really, really good.
It was. It's very informative. And, you know, if you're still hanging on there, which I sure hope you are.
Yes, this was a longer episode, but
it was needed.
Yeah.
You know, information that is needed to be out there needs its time. And, you know, we're going to talk a little bit about the key takeaways for today's episodes. And, you know, just why do we always feel like we're broke?
Yeah, well, for one, we don't know what we're doing. Those resources weren't available to us, but they are now. Mm-hmm. We have the internet, the most precious book that has ever been created with all the content that we need. So go out there, find it. It's not just online. Like mm-hmm. I said, I went into a credit union today and changed my life.
Yes.
So make it happen. If you have those questions, all it takes is asking them.
Just ask a question. Find, you know, if you don't want, trust the internet, because there is a lot of things out there on the internet. Find someone nearby, a mentor or even an older person mm-hmm. or a friend, you know, just ask.
Yeah.
That's really
start those
thing.
Conversations. Two, money doesn't grow on trees. Mm-hmm. Let's stop spending on the BS, everybody. Spend wisely.
Spend wisely and budget. And yes. If you don't know how to budget, you know, just start out small. That's all that change really does take is starting small. Save $5, then save $10, mm-hmm. then $20. I don't know.
Take a look at your expenses versus how much you make a month. Calculate how much you want to spend. Not how much you're going to spend because you're just spending blindly. How much you want to spend on food. How much you want to spend on going out. And then how much you want to save. I think that's what helped me budget. And lastly, life is short, so live it up, but don't forget to save for the future, because when tomorrow comes, you want to be prepared.
Mm-hmm. You want to make sure that you are planning ahead for your future. So, you know, oftentimes you hear things about like an emergency fund,
mm-hmm.
which personally my emergency fund is gone, so I need to restart. So, you know, even if you do fall off on your budgeting strategy, don't be discouraged to start over and mm-hmm. try again, because at the end of the day, this is your life. You need to take control of your finances, and that will make things better.
Yeah. Now, don't forget, guys, we will be having a follow-up Friday for this episode. This week's follow-up Friday is going to be all about our last episode, which was...
Shoot, what was our last episode? Horrible.
Our last episode was... Gang, gang. It was the one we recorded here. The first one.
Was it Life? It's not Life Happens.
No, we already recorded that one.
Let's see here.
Relationships. Healthy relationships.
My gosh, yes. Healthy relationships.
So that's
going to
be this Friday.
Yes. Oh, my God. I can't believe I went blank. But we will have our significant others tuning in. We will
yes,
be asking them questions mm-hmm. as far as if we're on the same page. I hope we are on the same page and I'm not just a roommate, you guys.
Yeah. The girl that lives here.
The girl that lives here.
Yeah,
no, just
so.
Kidding.
Follow-up Fridays. We will have one for this episode as well next Friday. Not this Friday, next Friday. So if you have questions or any input on this, please let us know. Hit us up on Instagram, on Twitter, or email us at thisgirlwantstoknow@gmail.com.
send us your questions, anything that you have to add, because I know there's a lot of people out there. And again, if you want to be anonymous, just let us know. And if you want a shout out, we'll give you a shout out. So like this podcast, share the podcast, and rate us and give us a review too.
Yeah, we want to know how we're doing. So thank you so much. And thank you to Yodali. We want to give her a special thanks because she took time out of her day to join us. And it was really good to collab with, you know, like-minded individuals and people that are trying to do the same thing. So definitely please go support her page. Follow her again. Instagram's at Millennials with Motivation. Twitter's is at Millennials MWM. Yes.
Yeah, go follow her. She is awesome. And again, you know, like you said, you want to connect with people that are go-getters.
Yeah.
And even if, I mean, I don't necessarily mean like go-getters, but like people that you can connect and want to benefit you, you know? And
sorry, guys, my dad decided to call me in the middle of that podcast.
We're almost done. You know, I was actually tripping out. I'm just like, Tom, better not call me.
I should have put my stuff on Do Not Disturb. Sorry about that, guys. But that's going to be the sign. It's a wrap. As always, we have questions.
We have answers.
But mainly questions. This is Kim signing off.
All right. Bye.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.